I'm speaking with Rob Beale of Morris Owen. Rob, as we go through another kind of turbulent year in terms of politics and the economy, then there will always be winners and losers. What horses would you be backing this year in terms of categories of business? Where do you see the growth potential in 2023?
I guess it comes down to where there's going to be money for people to spend and whether that's businesses to spend or consumers to spend. And I think we've got areas where research and development and those type of things, where there is massive opportunity out there. I think COVID, in a lot of ways, we made step change of behaviours. But almost when I talk to clients at the moment, it's like, yeah, and we've now sort of stopped a bit. And therefore, I think there's going to be opportunities for people that are in business sectors who are saying, actually, there's another step change here that we can make to the market. It's a new concept, it's a new product, or we're going to do things very, very differently. I think if you are a more traditional business where what you do today is what you did a year ago and 2 years ago, that's potentially where you will struggle more and more. I guess the other sort of underpinning problem that we have is skill shortages, and therefore the impact of that on businesses being able to actually improve their productivity and improve their product range to allow them to go forwards. And so I think if we can get some net migration in with higher skill set areas, and it probably is those higher skilled R&D type in technology areas, then I think there is scope for them to go forwards and do very well.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's interesting, isn't it, how tech companies have expanded and seen all this investment, and yet are we now seeing a little bit of a sea change with what Elon Musk has done with Twitter? And just ripped out an awful lot of cost. Now, I'm not a particularly Twitter aficionado. I do look at it occasionally. I'm no expert. But the commentators are saying, well, actually, it is still working and it's still providing a pretty similar service. And yet all this cost has been taken out. So is there a reality check coming that actually some of these potential sort of gravy trains are just being held in check, and you've actually got to start seeing money coming through instead of just investing on something that people might want and actually not delivering any profit?
Yeah, I guess, and it's an interesting one. I think it comes down to how you value a business. So people value businesses based on what the expectation is going to be of future profitability and future income streams and cash flows and all of that type of stuff. And therefore, you can have a business that isn't profitable, but is you're seeing the growth and you're seeing the potential for it to be profitable in the future. At some point, reality has to kick in and say, yeah, we can see the growth and we can see the profitability in the future, but actually we need some money now and we need some cash now. And therefore, as a business matures, there has to be a point where you're saying, actually, we're now valuing it on profits today. We've valued it on future profits for a long time, but now it's got to actually start to pay its own way. And, you know, that's like most things in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting piece of news about potentially a car battery factory, not in our area, unfortunately, but in Somerset and Bridgewater, 9,000 jobs. And I suspect, similar to when Honda was here, there'll probably be ancillary businesses that will all also benefit on that. It would be great to see more manufacturing, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think so. But I think manufacturing in the UK, what it comes down to is, what can we do that gives us the competitive advantage? Because our basic costs are that much higher than manufacturing in other areas. And I think if you look at UK PLC, that's the flagship of it going forwards. It's not we can manufacture it, we can do it differently and do it better, and we can do the R&D and development better, or whatever the case is. And therefore, we become more known for that than necessarily just the old manufacturing and factories and all of that type of stuff.
Yeah. And what about services? How do you see that sector and then the hospitality industry as well? How do you see those sectors performing over the next 12 months? Do you think they will bounce back, particularly hospitality?
I think services is starting to come back a bit. The main issue with services is staffing. and recruitment of people with the right skill set. And that's probably a lot of what's holding that sector back, because it's just so difficult. That's creating wage inflation because there is a shortage of people with the specialist skills, etc. I think in terms of hospitality, a lot of that will come down to consumers' disposable income to allow them to go and spend. But it's also linked to what the product offering is. You know, hospitality has been very difficult for the last 12 months. But if I go out in Swindon to certain restaurants, you can't get a table. You can't get a table on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night, let alone a Friday night or a Saturday night. And yet other places are saying it's really quiet and you know, the people haven't got the money in their pocket. So it comes down to the, what are you offering to your customers? What the, is that value proposition that we've talked about many, many times? And I don't just mean value proposition in terms of money, but it's also what's the ambience like? What's it like with the people that I'm going out with and all of those types of things? And I think, you know, people would always want time to relax and time to have fun with their friends or family or whatever the case is. And therefore, if the offering is right, people will go there.
Absolutely. Well, Bill from Morris Owen, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.